Previously on AFB. America's Funniest Home Videos $100,000 Show. We'll see that bald is beautiful. The state spotlight shines on Alabama. We've got a salute to sneezes if it pleases. Tom plays kid, cat, or canine. And we'll find out who wins the 100 grand. We're AFB. And now, here he is, the man with the digital files to make you smile, Tom Bergeron!
Thank you! Thank you very much! Thank you! Welcome to the show tonight. A very special night because someone is going to win $100,000. That is a lot of money. Now, just to put it into perspective, imagine a dollar, all right? Now imagine, say, I don't know, a million of them. Well, no, then, because now you got to subtract 900,000. Doesn't sound as impressive all of a sudden. let me work on that. You watch some videos. First you take a dollar, then...
All
I can say is, it's a good thing he owns a wheelchair.
Get me some!
This guy is so into pool, even his shirt is stripes and solids. I don't know if that's a pergola or a trellis, but it's one chin up away from the scrap heap. Hey, look who's aerodynamic. Quick, somebody call a fake exterminator.
Okay, this is Heather's first time driving her car. Roll down your window, I can't hear you.
Not videotaping, I'm 16.
Yeah, I know you are. Too bad. Okay, did you check your mirrors?
Yeah.
Check your safety equipment?
Yeah.
You're all set and ready to go?
Yep.
Just around the driveway?
Yep.
All right, say goodbye to Fossa. He's going to miss you.
Bye,
Fossa.
Bye-bye.
No, Heather, who's driving this car? You or him? I said, get out of the car.
I think the drink of the day led to the bruise of the day.
Oh, that's a slick deck right there.
This gag puts the fun in funnel.
Admit it, but it's true that as you get older, you get wiser. It's also true, you get clumsier.
All aboard the Geezer Express. I don't want to say he looks like a hobbit, but he looks like a hobbit.
Good split.
Yeah.
What baseball team does he play for? The Los Angeles Dodgers?
That's two.
He rose.
Oh. Oh, you got it.
You got that too.
We pray that you would be with us, nurture us through this food. Help us to enjoy the evening, to party in joy, and to be with us always. The bathroom is the left.
Careful, Grandpa. Not everybody likes their picture taken.
What you doing, Tom?
Oh, my God.
Oh!
First nominee stars a family with a couple of kids, one in the terrible twos and one in the terrifying towel.
I was out with a friend one night and they called me to tell me I was going to be a finalist on the show. And of course I'm freaking out and I got to call him and he can't believe that I'm telling him the truth. And he's, are you serious?
Written by Casey Bennett and family, is Towel Terror.
Krista, why are you scared? What are you scared of?
I'm scared of the bunny.
The bunny?
And take it off.
You're scared of the bunny?
Yeah.
What bunny?
No, no.
When the boys get together, you know there's going to be some trouble. Trouble remaining upright, trouble apologizing to the neighbors, trouble explaining how their stuff got broken.
Just a bunch of gas getting in the car, no matter who you're driving off or how.
Funny video by uploading to the AFP homepage on ABC.com.
Welcome back. No matter where you're from, the star of tonight's state spotlight is sweet home to us all.
We're going down south to the heart of Dixie. Say hello to beautiful Alabama. I thought things were supposed to move a lot slower in the South. When they say you're out in Florence, they're talking about the umpire.
John, what are you doing?
We're trying to bring this stuff down.
What is it?
Without hurting it.
Snake. You're not going to get bit, are you?
Here's why hockey never caught on in Alabama.
Remember, step into it.
Yeah.
This woman is about to get her Southern Belle rung.
Okay.
Wilsonville, home of the Alabama Slammer.
Bring them gone. Get me Heather, bless your heart.
Tonight's second nominee stars a kid, a car seat, and a dirty look.
He watched himself on TV and he calls it the People Falling Down Show and asks me on a daily basis if he can watch himself on the People Falling Down Show.
Set in by the Robbins family, it's Car Seat Stink Eye.
Apparently, Mom is not the only one who wants the crying to stop.
As I'm sure you're aware, goats are highly adaptable animals put to a variety of uses the world over. Many different cultures use their goat hair, their meat, their milk, but around here, we just use them for laughs.
They're not gonna wait.
I'm giving the sun to. I can't get the food out. So that's the problem. He keeps biting me when I want. You want?
I'd just throw it on the ground if I were you.
Ah! I said, cut that out. I'm not giving him any food.
You know how you tell if a goat is friendly? If they let you do this. I don't know if that's a goat or a sheep, but I know it's ticked off at that dog.
Coda! No!
Apparently, bulls aren't the only ones who hate red.
Did you let the goat in the house, honey? Oh, shit.
And now, the game that will help you decide if you should be a pediatrician or a veterinarian. Kid, cat, or canine? We've hidden something behind a big blue blob. And our two guests, Melissa and Chris, will have to tell me, obviously, if it's a kid, a cat, or a canine. Now, you two are in a relationship.
Yeah.
And this is such a romantic story, kids. I hope you're sitting down at home. They met in Hollywood in a bowling alley.
True.
Right, yeah. Doesn't that just... Wow. And when did you know, were you like bowling and you looked across the lane and there was Chris in a gutter? And you just knew?
I think the fact that he could withstand my bowling skills and actually liked me after seeing me bowl was a sign.
And it,
yeah, but she had good form, which is the important part.
Okay, and he brought his own ball, so there. Okay. All right, guys, our first clip has some sunbathers in it and a big blue blob. Here we go.
One sunbather. Two sunbathers. Yep.
That's SPF 4000, by the way, that lift up.
Okay.
All right, so behind the big blue blob is a sunbathing kid, cat, or canine. Melissa, what do you think?
I'm going to say canine.
Really? Why?
Because they can go on their backs easier, you know? It's a little...
It's easier for a dog to sunbathe
than a cat. And a baby, it would be dangerous if you put a baby out like
that.
Well,
it doesn't have to be a baby. It can be a kid. You're overthinking this whole...
I am.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to go with canine.
All right. Okay, Chris?
I'm on board. Canine.
All right. All right. Does she always overthink things like that?
She's analytical.
This is the last night of their relationship. let's see what it is, a kid, cat, or a canine.
One sunbather, two sunbathers, three.
You are right. Analytical and correct you are, Melissa. Yes, that's a canine. All right, next, something is making a little doggy bark in this next clip. All right. Could be any of the three. What do you think?
I'm gonna say cat.
Yeah, that's where I would go too. Yeah.
He's so angry.
He wouldn't be angry at a kid.
No, or one of his own kind.
One of his own kind. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right. Very analytical. Yeah, Chris, what do you think?
I heard cats and dogs don't like each other, so I'll go with cat as well.
Was that like bowling alley chatter or what? All right, let's see what it was. Oh, well, yeah, it's a kid, kind of. You know what? That was a trick. I'm going to give you that one because it wasn't really a kid.
It looked most cat-like, I would say.
It was... That was a cat-like looking kid doll to
yes,
you?
Yes.
All right. So you're not only analytical, you can rationalize with the best of them, right? All right, so we're giving you that one, so you're two for two. Let's see if we can make a clean sweep. Last chance, a man so tired, where you say, how tired is he?
How tired is he?
Just like in rehearsal. He fell asleep with a big blue blob under each arm.
8:30 in the morning.
Clearly he's had some work done, huh?
I found the three of them.
All right. Something under each blob. What do you think, kid, cat, or canine?
I think cat.
So two cats?
Yeah.
Why?
They're so little.
Doesn't this conflict with the earlier sunbathing cat theory that they can't lay on their back?
No, but they're probably nestled in.
They're nestled.
They're, you know.
Okay, all right.
Spooning his elbow.
Spooning his elbow.
Chris? Yeah, Noodles, my cat, always climbs up there in the morning, so.
With this man? All right, so you're going with cats as well.
I'm going with cats as well from experience.
All right. Let's see if someone's noodling around with him.
8:30 in the morning.
Oh, it looks like we have two out of three here. We have a kid and a cat.
Three of them.
Aww.
Or is that a canine?
That's a dog.
You convinced me. We had a kid and a canine in that one. And how about a hand for our guest playing our AFP on DVD, Nicole, your very own. Here you go. Parting gifts. They hold up very well to being dropped on the floor.
Thank you.
Another round of applause. And now, let's open things up to all species.
Girls, you're wasting your whoopee cushion on someone this doesn't embarrass. I don't know what that is, but I know you're not supposed to ride your bike on it. Here comes Santa Klutz. It's the David and Goliath story as told by bulldogs.
Hello, Rex.
Hello.
This is proof that coffee really does help you wake up.
Is that Reggie?
Yeah. He puts the sore in sore loser.
I want to get that on video.
Shake it, baby. Shake it.
How you doing? All right.
Our next nominee shows that you don't need to be caught in the act to be found guilty. In fact, you don't even need to be human.
I was at home and we were watching actually a third dog. We have two. And the third dog is just a neighbor dog and he was peeing in the house all over the place. Even after we had sent him back home, we were still finding spots where he had peed where, I mean, we didn't even know it.
So yeah. That's what we wanted to get with the $10,000 is new carpet.
By Kathy Ray, it's prosecuting the poodles.
Who did this mess? Who did this? Cody, did you make this mess? Murphy, did you make this mess? Maggie, did you make this mess? Somebody made it. Who made it? Who made this mess?
If you'd like to see your video on America's Funniest Home Video, send it to us at AFV, P.O. Box 4333, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or you can send your video by uploading to the AFV homepage at ABC.com. For full contest rules, log on to ABC.com or write the address above. Remember, you can't win if you don't send it in.
Nominee stars a little kid with big political dreams.
We're going to have a party for America's Funniest Home Videos if we win.
When we have the $100,000, I'm going to buy all the toys in Toys R Us, and I'm going to buy the store and play it.
From the Cozon family, it's Jersey Shorty.
And how about you, Jess? You still sad?
Yeah.
What's making you so sad?
Because
now, when you watch these next videos, keep in mind that a sneeze can travel at 150 miles an hour. That, my friends, is some speedy snot.
You're no retriever, are you? Get out there, go swimming. You got it.
Thank you.
it's not your land. Oh my god.
It is time to meet our next finalist. On Christmas morning, she didn't want something on two wheels. She wanted something for two lips.
We knew that Santa had brought a special surprise for the girls. And so I just had this feeling of, let's get the video camera to film their reaction, just because we knew it was a special moment. And we were so happy to have had the camera in our hands, because we knew at that moment, this needs to go to America's Funniest Videos. This is hilarious.
Sent in by the Nieto family, it's Longing for Lipstick.
Come over here. I think Santa left something for you over here. Come here.
Anna, go over there.
I don't want a bicycle. I want lipstick.
Oh, you want a lipstick? Not a bicycle?
It's time for Name That Sound. Name That Sound. Name That Sound. Name That Sound.
Glass is a very sophisticated process. You start with a silica base, you add lead, soda, lime, and calcium, and then you fuse it under extreme heat. It's ironic. It takes so much time to make it, so little time to break it.
Reveal the winner of the second AFV Dream Vacation Sweepstakes. Congratulations to Melinda Heath from Pasadena, Texas, and thanks so much for entering. You were randomly selected to win a fabulous 10 or 11 night European cruise with Disney Cruise Line. Happy sailing from AFV.
Survey found 22% of women say they find bald men sexy. Not surprisingly, in another survey, 100% of bald men say they find women who find bald men sexy, sexy.
Nunchucks, meet Bald Chuck. on the lawn for that?
Guys!
Wait a minute. Where's the bald guy? Oh.
Juan? What? It's you? Shaved head? Chin-ups?
Man, even the chin-up bar can't take this guy.
Here I go.
I have four grandsons. Two of them live in Tampa. I'd like for you to see what their father did to them.
Let's meet our next nominee, featuring a boy, a baby, and a book of stickers.
When we got the phone call saying we were going to be finalists, I was actually on my way in to get my hair done. And I sat in the car for an extra 10 minutes, calling everyone to let them know the exciting news.
Sent in by the Bennett family, it's Sticker Shock.
Brayden, why are you crying?
I love doing.
Did you get into your stickers?
Yeah.
And what did you do with your stickers?
No.
You don't know? Are you in trouble? What did you do with your stickers, Brayden? You put them on her eyes?
True story, a bar in Germany has set up an advice desk to help the unemployed. Maybe the first piece of advice should be not to hang out in a bar when you're supposed to be out looking for work. Here are some other things you shouldn't do.
Final attempt. My phone's gone. Here we go. This is it. Come on. We're trying to get the right distance apart from these balls. I'm just gonna keep low. There it is. Oh my God! You would have done 12. You would have set the record.
I think her diaper is full of rhythm. I think it's safer to just stay out in the rain.
All right, so here's the door we're walking up to, and this is what they're going to see when they open the door. Oh, look at that. That's scary.
You son of a...
When we return, we'll have one last look at our finalists, then make one of them $100,000 richer. So stay right there.
One of these finalists is going to win the 100 grand and have a chance to win the incredible season-end grand prize, which includes a vacation to the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, a guided family group vacation with Adventures by Disney, a vacation to Aulani, a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii,
A Bahamian cruise on the new Disney Dream with Disney Cruise Line. And a vacation to the Disneyland Resort in California. Can you believe it? One video, five incredible vacations. Find out who wins tonight's 100 grand when AFB returns.
All right, now it's time to get serious. Let's meet the finalists for the $100,000 prize. First up, from Old Bridge, New Jersey, is the Tozon family. This clip shows that if you want to get into politics, you've got to start early. It's Jersey Shorty. Our next contender from New York, New York, is the Robbins family. This story shows that you're never too young to give a dirty look. It's Car Seat Stink Eye. The next nominee from Spring, Texas, is Casey Bennett and family. For this toddler, nothing is more terrifying than Terry Cloth. It's Owl Terror. The next challenger from Kyle, Texas, is the Nieto family. Their video proves that good things really do come in small packages. It's Longing for Lipstick. This next challenger from Crestline, California, is the Bennett family. Their clip stars two siblings who really stick together. It's Sticker Shock.
What did you do with your stickers, Brayden? Huh?
And our final finalist from Manassas, Virginia, is Kathy Ray. This clip proves that even canine crime doesn't pay. It's Prosecuting the Poodle.
Who made it? Who made this mess?
Recently, we went to the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, the place to make memories that will last a lifetime, where guests voted to determine the winner of the $100,000. We'll find out who wins the big money in a moment, but first, our honorable mentions. Six nominees. You at home no doubt have your favorite. Let's see if you're right. It's the moment we've been waiting for. The winner of the $100,000 is Prosecuting the Poodle, sent in by Kathy Ray. Here's the thing. Usually, it's probably the most exciting thing on the show to win the $100,000, right?
Right, yes.
Now, I understand, Michael, you can top that, right?
A little bit.
All right. Take it away.
Kathy, it's been 6 years.
Oh. Will you marry me?
Yes. Oh, my God.
They're engaged! Nicely done, man. Nicely done. Now, you got $100,000.
Did he surprise you with this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, you're handling it.
Yeah.
You're handling it very well. Do you want to reconsider the quick yes?
Hey.
No, that was a good decision. Give it up for our couple again. They're engaged. They won $100,000. That's it for now, but we'll be back soon with more brand new videos, so see you then. And remember, this season, if you send us a video and it airs on the show, we'll send you an AFB t-shirt. So upload to us, get rich, get famous, get engaged. Good night, everybody.
Keep the family around the TV. A new Extreme Makeover Home Edition starts now.